Tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Nun Beis. We left off in the middle of Sif Hei, and Mirtz Hashem, we will finish Siman Reish Nun Beis today. We begin on the bottom of page Yud Tes, the second to last line, about to turn on to page 38. We are up to the Ramah. The Ramah writes at the end of the second to last line on page Yud Tes, V'lo chayshinon lahashmas kol sheyomru rechayim shalploni tochanos b'shabbos. We left off yesterday with the last din of the Mechaber. The Mechaber was talking about how you could start a Malacha before Shabbos, even though the Malacha will continue on its own into Shabbos. And the last example was that you're allowed to put wheat into the water mill close to Chashecha. And the Ramah adds to that and says, and we're not concerned that it makes noise, and therefore people will say, oh, the mill of this certain Jew is grinding on Shabbos. V'yesh osrim b'reichayim, and there are those who in fact aser b'reichayim, u'b'chol makom sheyesh lachosh lashmas kol. Other people say, no, the mitzvah, if there is noise coming out of the malacha that is being done, it is a problem. So that is a machlokes, and the Ramah continues on page 38 and writes, v'hachi nog l'chadchila, that's how we are nog l'chadchila, to be concerned when there is a noise. Miyo, however, b'mekom pseida yesh l'hakel, in a place of a loss, one can be lenient, commotion is bar la'el so simen reish mem dalid. And then the Ramah ends off with another din and says, umutr lahamid kli mishkola shekorin zeger mi'er Shabbos. One is allowed to set up a clock, like a grandfather clock, that's going to ring every hour. Afal pisha mashmiya kol lo'diya hashos b'Shabbos. Even though it's going to give off a noise to let the hours be known on Shabbos. Ki akol yodim shedarkon lahamido mi'esmo. Because everybody knows that it's a derech to set up the clock and to get it all prepared before Shabbos, and therefore, even though it's making the noise on Shabbos, that would be okay. So let's begin the Mishnah Berurah on Sifkaton Memches, the end of Yud Tes. This is going in the second shita that we said we're knowing like, that it is aser b'reichayim because it makes a noise. Kolal bazeh, kol kayotze bazeh hamashmiya kol. The Ramah is including in this all other cases where it involves a noise that is made, that the avshe milsa, because it's recognizable, the recognizable thing when there's a noise coming out. The ika zilusa l'shabsa, and therefore it is a disgrace to Shabbos. If you look at note 24, he says, v'chein lahafil mechonat kvisa lifnei ha-shabbos. So too to turn on a washing machine before Shabbos, kedei shetam shech lavod b'Shabbos me'aleh. So the wash should continue on Shabbos on its own. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbal says it is aser. V'arei zeh kirechayim sholmayim she'aser loseis b'mchitim mishum shadov nishma b'chutz. It's just like the case we're discussing over here in the Mechaber and the Ramah of the water mill, that it's aser, according to the second opinion of the Ramah, to put wheat in there before Shabbos, because it is heard and it is known that malacha is being done. V'yesh b'zeh mishum zilzul b'kavet Shabbos, that is a disgrace to kavet Shabbos. V'chein kasaf b'shalom shivas or letzion, v'chein kasaf b'shalom shivas igus Moshe l'inyan mechonat yavush. And so too say Rav Moshe and Erletzion that it's a similar problem when it comes to a dryer. However, if you skip two lines, he writes, "B'shas adchak kigon shlo yochol hayol lechabis abagodin be'er Shabbos." That if for some reason it was a shas adchak, you couldn't wash the clothes before Shabbos. Umuchrach lotzeis ledarko miyadim teisa Shabbos, and you have to leave the second Shabbos is over. Siyesh lahatir. There certainly is ground to be matir in a shas adchak, but be'etzim the postim are telling us that putting on a washing machine or a dryer before Shabbos that's going to continue on at the Shabbos and make noise is a problem, like we are discussing over here in the Ramah. Back to the Mishaburo, Kumosha Kosab Darche Moshe. Vim Harechayim Shalena Yehudi, if the mill belongs to a guy, Bevadai Shari Lases Lasocho Mibodyom, then for sure you could put the grains in while it is still day on Friday. Vuadinim Iskiro Lena Yehudi, and so too, if you rented out the mill to the guy, it would also be okay. Vim HaYisrael Maser Lena Yehudi Atfu Mibodyom, if the Jew gave over to the guy the Tvua on Friday, Oz af im ha'eno Yehudi tochein osam b'Shabbos shari b'kotzas. Then even if the guy decides to grind it up on Shabbos, it's mutter, as long as you made a set price, and then he's like a kablon, and is considered the eno Yehudi adati the nafshei over. The guy is working on his own, like we've been discussing in great detail in the past few weeks. Rak shelo yamud Yisrael etzlo. Just if that is happening, the Jew should not be standing by the mirsi kashlucho, because then it looks like the guy is acting as a shliach of the Jew to do the malacha on Shabbos. Kemosha kosov sov simen shin zayin. Ulatzarach haPesach mutil Yisrael lios omei sham liros shelo yischametz. If it is for needs of Pesach so the Jew can stand by in order to make sure that it does not become chametz. V'chein mutter lahoshiv shomer shelo yignov ha'eno Yehudi. You're also allowed to have a Jew sitting there to make sure that eino Yehudi is not going to steal anything. U'bavad shelo yadaber imo b'shem esek, as long as the Jew does not discuss anything about the business with the goy. U'kmo shekasadnu le'el v'so simen reish mem dalad. So then we said in the Ramah that that is the minhug. However, we said that b'makom pseida you could be lenient. Says the Mishaburah Sekata Memtes, top line on 38. Hatam, the reason is the az yochol lismo chadea rishona, because then you can rely on the first opinion, shemikeles lite mibodyom, who permitted you to put it in while it is still day. Aval b'shabbos osr lite nafilo al yedei eino Yehudi, but on Shabbos you can't have the goy, even himself, putting it in for you. V'afilu huschiro, even if he's your hired worker for the year, that's still a problem. V'ayin le'el b'simen reish mem gimel b'mishaburis of katan yud, v'yasa shtar mechira le'eno Yehudi, that if you want to do it through the goy, you should write up a shtar mechira, that you're really selling the mill to the goy, to mocholo ala Shabbos, that you're selling it to him for Shabbos, and then it would be permissible. And then we said in the Mishaburis of katan nun is going on the case of setting up the grandfather clock. We said it was okay in the Ramah because people know that you set it up before Shabbos and then it rings on Shabbos. Sekota nun ki akol yodim velo yach shedu shemido b'Shabbos. They're not going to be choshed him that he actually set up this clock on Shabbos. V'hine mucha kan de'osr lahamido b'Shabbos. But it's clear over here, you're allowed to set up this clock before Shabbos, but you cannot set it up on Shabbos. V'afilu lomar le'eno Yehudi lahamido b'Shabbos. Even if you ask a goy to set it up for you on Shabbos, v'kavanoso l'shei mitzvah. And the reason why you want to have this clock ringing every hour is for a mitzvah purpose. Leida zman kriyashma utfilah, so you can know exactly when to say kriyashma, when to daven. Gam kein tzarachi, and it still needs investigation. The efshir di yeshva malacha dvar Torah. It could be that it involves a malacha daraisa. That malacha daraisa would be makel patish of finishing off the kli. If it's an issa daraisa, even though you tell a goy, that would be not a shvus to shvus. Normally we say a shvus to shvus would be mutter b'makom mitzvah, but if this would be a daraisa, it would be a shvus on a daraisa, which even makom mitzvah is aser. Let's look at note number 28, a very lemaisa shaila that comes up weekly for us. Ulechavein sha'on ma'orer mi'era Shabbos k'dei she'etzaltzol b'Shabbos. You want to set an alarm clock on Friday to wake you up on Shabbos morning. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, "Shem nishma hatziltzol mechutz lacheder shabo hu yoshein." If the buzzing of the alarm clock is going to be heard outside of the room in which you are sleeping, ukigon shanoshim acherim lonim bechadar masmuchim. You're in a dormitory, and there are other people right next door, and they're going to hear your alarm going off. Hadaver aser mishum av shemilsa. Says Rav Moshe, it's aser to have this alarm go off on Shabbos, because the noise is a recognizable thing. Since normally you set your alarm at night, right before you go to sleep, to go off in the morning. So when people hear the alarm clock buzzing in the morning, they're going to think that you set the alarm on Shabbos. And therefore Moshe says that there's a problem with setting an alarm before Shabbos, for Shabbos, because one who hears it, besides you, will think that maybe you set it up on Shabbos. Meidach, on the other hand, Asagon Shomazam Arbach, She'ein Isser Badavar. Shomazam says that it's mutter. Rav Moshe says that it is a problem. Let's go weiter in the Mechabe. We're up to Sivav. Lo Yetze Odom Erev Shabbos Somoch L'chashecha B'machto B'yado V'lo B'kumuso. A person should not go out on Erev Shabbos close to nightfall, holding a needle in his hand or holding a quill in his hand. Shema Yishkach V'yotzi, because he might forget that it's Shabbos and he might continue carrying it either Dal Ramos and Rishus Rabbim or from one Rishus to another Rishus on Shabbos. Ava Mutter Lotzeis B'tfilin Samach L'chashecha L'fish Eino Shochachon. But one can go out with tfilin. We'll see in the Mishavura it means with the tfilin on your head. You can go out wearing tfilin because you don't forget about your tefillin, and therefore there is no chash that it will come to carrying on Shabbos. Let's see the Mishavura Sivkata Nun Aleph. We said a person cannot go out Erev Shabbos close to nightfall with a needle. Says the Mishabura, V'hu hadin kisha'oche sha'ar chefetz biyodo, so too if he's holding any other item in his hand. Now that's talking about only an item that you would normally carry on Shabbos as well. But if you look at note 31, he says the following, V'dvarim she'ein regilos la'achsam biyad v'chol sha'a, something that you don't normally carry around so much, you can carry it outside close to nightfall. Chazal are not worried in that case. You might forget about it and carry it outside. The example that I thought of is a person is taking out the garbage, 10 minutes before Shabbos, so he doesn't have to worry that it's a problem right before Shabbos. You might carry it on Shabbos because you're not walking around with your garbage. You're just taking it right outside, and it's not something that you're ruggled to carry with. But if you're walking around with, your pen, so then that's not a problem. You might carry it by accident on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitas of Katan Nun Beis, the Mechaber said that you can't carry machto biyodo in your hands. Says the Mishnah Berurah v'hu adin kishiyeshlo sha'ar chayfetz munach lo bekiso. The same thing applies if you have an item that is in your pocket. The derech hotzahi v'chayev b'shabbos. That's the normal way of carrying. It's the normal way of hotzah in your pockets as well, and you are chayev on Shabbos that way. And therefore, it's not only in your hands, but also if it's in your pocket, it's the same problem. V'asru lotzeis bo mi beso samal chashecha. Therefore, you can't carry anything in your hand or in your pocket outside your house close to nightfall. Shema yishkach v'yotzi mishatechshach. The concern is, again, you might forget and carry it outside when it is already Shabbos. Aval mutter lotzeis l'rishus harabim samach l'hashecha b'macha tatchuvelo b'bigdo. But says the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber's mashma, you can't carry the needle in your hand. But it's mashma that it would be mutter to go out to rishus harabim close to nightfall if the needle is stuck into your garment. B'mokom she'ein derech lohutzi kein b'chol. In a place where that's not the normal way of hotzah. V'chol keyotze b'zeh, or any other way of carrying, that's not the normal way. And therefore, it's not a chashev daraisa. The inyan shim hoya yotzi bo b'shabbos patur midaraisa. If you're carrying the needle stuck into your garment, that even if you would forget and you will continue carrying it on Shabbos that way, it would not be an issa daraisa. So there, it's not a problem to carry it that way before Shabbos. Kemavur l'kamon b'simin shen aleph. The av sha'al kopana midirabonon aser. Even though, in fact, it's true, it's aser midirabonon to go out with a needle in your garment, it's still aser midirabonon. But lo gozru chazal gzeira l'gzeira. Chazal did not make a gzeira on a gzeira. If the only issa to go out with the needle in your garment is an issa d'rabonon, we're not going to say don't do it before Shabbos because you might do it on Shabbos. Because the whole issa on Shabbos is only d'rabonon. We're not going to aser one d'rabonon on another d'rabonon. Ain't gozru gzeira l'gzeira. But if you're carrying it in a way where if you carried it that way on Shabbos, it would be a daraisa, so there the Rabbanon asked her to carry it that way before Shabbos, because there it's a chash of, in fact, a daraisa. Ulefiza, according to this, says the Mishnah Berurah, in the nowadays, Deleka Rishus HaRabim Ela Karmelis. Many posts can hold, and we'll get to this in Chelek Dalet and Mitzvah Shem in great detail. Many hold that nowadays there is no Rishus HaRabim, that every area, public area, only has the din of a Karmelis. So that's only an Isser of carrying the Rabbanon always. So Mamela Shari Lotzeis Bechefet Shebiyado Samil Chashecha. So that would mean it would be 100% permissible. This whole din would be mutter. You'd be allowed to go out with an item in your hand, Samil Chashecha. Hainu Kodem Shkia. Because the Lohave Elo Gzeira Lagzeira. Since the only carrying nowadays, if you hold this note, which is a Rabban Daraisa, it's only a Carmelis. So all the carrying could be is possibly the Rabbanon. So not to make a Gzeira, don't carry before Shabbos. You might carry on Shabbos. If they're carrying on Shabbos, only the Rabbanon, that would be a Gzeira L'Gzeira. That would dismiss this whole halacha nowadays. However, Mihu, L'das Harbe Poskim V'Hamachaber Mechlolam. But according to many Poskim as well, and the Mechaber is included in them, Gam Bizman Hazeh Ika Rishas HaRabim. Even nowadays, there is a Rishas HaRabim D'Raisa, Kemo Shemuchach B'Simen Shin Mem Hei. And therefore, the Gzeira would apply nowadays, because there is a Chashash of carrying D'Raisa. According to what the Gura explains in his beer, Osir Samach Lashkia Mamish Afilu Lakarmelis. The Gura holds that it will be Osir to carry out Mamish before Shkia, even if it is only a Karmelis, which should be only a Derabonon.
According to the Mechaber, it's only in a place where there's your round
That's a good question. Shlomi is asking, the Mechaber holds that there's a Rishus HaRabim D'Raisa, does it have to be there's a Rishus HaRabim D'Raisa in front of you? I would say no. It has to be there's a concept of a Rishus HaRabim D'Raisa, so that's the Gzeira. That you can't carry outside, you might carry it's Shayach. The only way we'd undermine that is if it's not Shayach whatsoever, it doesn't exist in the world, so it'd be okay. But it doesn't have to be that the street right in front of your house is a Rishus HaRabim D'Raisa. I would think not. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayiter, Shema yishkach v'yotzi. The concern is that you might forget and carry outside. Hainu she yishkach v'yotzi asachefitz mishetechshach mishus l'rishus. You might forget and carry the item after dark when it's already Shabbos from one rishus to another rishus, which is daraisa. Oh yeah, v'irenu arba amos v'shirabim, or you might carry it 4 amos and v'shirabim, which is also daraisa. But we said the exception is tefillin. Tefillin is different. Why? Sifkata nundalad. What's lomar means to say b'tefillin sheberosho. This is talking about tefillin that are on your head. We're not worried that if you're wearing tefillin 10 minutes before Shabbos, you might leave them on your head and forget about your tefillin until Shabbos starts. And then you're going to need to go to the bathroom. You're going to take your tefillin off. You might come to carry a 4 amos of shirabim. We're not worried about that. Why are we not worried about that? Mistama, we don't assume you're going to forget your tefillin on your head till Shabbos starts. Why? As we know, it's a mitzvah to constantly be touching and feeling your tefillin. The osur la'asiyah daitum, man, you can't take your mind off of the tefillin. And therefore, you don't forget tefillin on your head. And therefore, there's no concern that if you're wearing tefillin 10 minutes before Shabbos on your head, you might come to carry the tefillin when you have to go to the bathroom on Shabbos, because before Shabbos, you'll already realize your tefillin are on, and you will take them up before Shabbos. Avo, im ochazan biyado, but if you're holding your tefillin in your hand, aser lot says b'hem samuch hashecha, then avada, it would be aser to carry it outside close to nightfall, kamo sh'ar chafetzim. It's no different than any other item. If the tefillin's in your hand, the only chiluk in tefillin is when it's on your head. The mesiyot daitu mehem, because when the tefillin's in your hands, you are able to be mesiyot das from them. The yishkach, and you will forget. The yotzia mishech hashecha, and you'll take it out after it's dark. Me reshus l'reshus, oshi yisoyim arba amos. Again, you might carry it from one rishus to another rishus, or you might carry it arba amos in a rishus arabim. There are 2 bir halachas here that I want to see. Number one is divrei maskil samach l'chashecha, approximately halfway down the page on page 38. So what does that mean, samach l'chashecha? What does that mean? What's close to chashecha? So I am the primi gadim shemetzadei shu chatzi shakolim ben hashmashos. So the primi gadim, as it's hard to say, that's a half hour before shkia. Half hour before shkia, that's samach. Kamo samach l'mincha, like we learned earlier, there are some things you can't do, samach l'mincha, and we learned it's a half hour before mincha. Here also, samach will mean a half hour before nightfall. V'chein kosa b'nar shalom, v'nei b'yushalmi isa d'hai samach l'chashecha u'samach l'mincha, v'ratzalom l'mincha katana. A very machme Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi understands, samach l'chashecha means a half hour before mincha katana, which is very early in the day. You already wouldn't be allowed to carry outside on Erev Shabbos. V'nei kol ha'poskim l'aviyah ha'yushalmi, the poskim don't bring the Yerushalmi, zulas b'pirish ha'beinu chananel, except ha'beinu chananel. V'alko ponem ha'nochon l'hachmir k'primigodim v'nar shalom, at the very least we should be machmir like the primigodim v'nar shalom to not do it a half hour before shkia. V'gam me'agro muchat ha'yisomuch einenu im shkia mamish. And from the gra also it is clear that somuch does not mean mamish shkia, it means sometime before shkia. What we're saying over here is a half hour. The next bir halacha says, "If a maskel biyado, ayin b'mishabura dinoka biyado lafuke im tchuva lo bevigdo." We just read the mishabura that says the mechaber says you can't go out with the needle in your hand, as opposed to when it's in your garment. If it's in your garment, it would only be a derabanan. We don't make gzera l'gzera, and therefore you can go out before Shabbos with the needle in your garment. Va'afilu b'uma nikri shelo kederachotza. The mashmaos of the mishabura is, well, the Chavetz Chaim is saying it, that those posts that the Mishabura is quoting, they are understanding the Mechaber that it's referring even to a professional, even a tailor, that's also not the normal way, and he can also go out before Shabbos with a needle in his garment. Ukumosha masik bebeis Yosef, the halacha k'rabi meir. Ukumosha pasik lekamam besimin shen alav sif yud beis. However, v'agro pasik bebeiru the halacha k'rabi Yehuda. The gra passes otherwise, he goes like Rabbi Yehuda, the be'uman, if it's a tailor, it's a professional, afilu tchuva lo bebigdo chai b'Shabbos, even if it's in your garment, it's still an issa d'oraisa on Shabbos, and memeilo yeh osir lo lotzei somel chashecha afilu tchuva bebigdo. And therefore, there is a machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda, whether this applies to a tailor going out the needle as well. The Mishabura said that the Mechaber is mashma not that way. The gra says that it's mashma that for a professional who normally goes out that way, there would be an issa d'oraisa, and therefore before Shabbos, it would be osir. Umatosi shigama me'iri v'arav posku k'Rabbi Yehuda. Od kostav agra, the gra writes further, the kol ha'shakel v'tayr the gemara igazrin and gzera the gzera who rak with samuch ha'shecha. This whole discussion, the gemara, if we make a gzera the gzera, is only samuch ha'shecha. Meaning, let's say a half hour or sometime before shkia. Aval im ha'shecha, hainu she samuch l'shkia mamish, but if it's mamish a minute before shkia, Aser af bedavar sheb Shabbos gufa hotzad the rabbanon. Like we saw already in the Gra, even if it's only the rabbanon, we saw in the Mishabura that it was a karmelis. Even if it's only the rabbanon, there would be a gzeira l'gzeira on very close to shkia. Only the samuch l'shkia, which is earlier than right before shkia, then we say if it's only an isad the rabbanon on Shabbos, era Shabbos they weren't gozer. But a minute before Shabbos, then in fact they're going to make a gzeira even on an isad the rabbanon. Let's go weiter and see Sif Zayin. Siv Zayin the Mechaber writes, Mitzvah l'mashmesh Adam b'kelov b'er Shabbos samluch hashecha. It is a mitzvah of a person to feel his clothing on Er Shabbos close to nightfall. Shelo yihya bohem davar she'osr latzeis bo b'Shabbos. To make sure that he has nothing in his pockets or anywhere else that is osr for him to be carrying out on Shabbos, or carrying on Shabbos, as we'll see. Says the Mishabura Siv Katan Zayin, b'kelov means b'bigdop. Bivigodov, he has to check his clothing. Where in his clothing does he have to check? B'chol makom shedako l'shtamishbo, any part of your clothing that you usually use to store things. Kigom b'kisin atfurim lo, for example, the pockets that are sewn into the garments. V'af b'chagoro, and also in his belt. B'makom shaminog laniach b'socho chafotzov, in a place where the minog is to put items in your belt, you have to check your belt. Wherever you might have something that you might accidentally carry outside, you have to check it on Erev Shabbos. The Shema Yeshbam Eza Dover, maybe you have something there, the Yotzi Enel Rosh Hasharabim, you might carry out into Rosh Hasharabim on Shabbos. O Shema Yesh Dover Mukta, the Yatatalanu B'Shabbos, or stop, forget carrying, you might have something Mukta that you can't move on Shabbos, and if it's in your pocket, you're going to be moving it on Shabbos. And therefore, you must check your pockets or your belt or wherever you store things in your garments before Shabbos. The Mishabura says in Sefkotah Nun Vav, this is all talking about Erev Shabbos. Nirid hu hadin b'Shabbos. The same thing applies on Shabbos. In hu rotze lotzeis chutz la'erev. You want to go outside the erev, so you have to check your clothing on Shabbos. V'hu rogil lotzeis b'kiso davar hamutr l'taltel. You normally have in your pockets tissues that are not mukta, and you're allowed to carry them where there is an erev, and now you decide you're going out of the erev. Shetzarach l'mashmesh b'tchil, you have to check your pockets. If you look in the Sha'ar Tzion over here in Otz Mem, he writes that on that which the Mishabura said, Nirid hu adin b'Shabbos, if you want to go out, da'afilu im neima d'lididon leislon rosh harabim el karmelis. Even with the posting that we discussed earlier, we say nowadays there's no rosh harabim. It's only a karmelis, so it's only the rabbanon. Why do you have to check before? Still, even though it's einu elo isa the rabbanon, halo ika levure b'kal v'kanal, it's so easy to check, and therefore you should check anyway. Even though it's only a chash the rabbanon, since it's so easy, just touch your pocket, see if you have anything there, you should do it anyway. There's a very geshmak of bir halacha that I would like to do here, and that is the last words on page 38, as we turn on to page chaf. And that is, I don't know if anyone was omed on this, but we know there's a famous mishnah in Shabbos, it says Chayiv Adam L'Mashmesh, and here the Mechaber says Mitzvah L'Mashmesh Adam. Why does the Mechaber change from the Gemara? The Gemara says Chayiv L'Mashmesh. So it's actually a brisa in Shabbos. So the Bir Halacha says as follows: in Divrei Maskil Mitzvah Zok the Bir Halacha Lashon Ze Isa Gam Kein Batur. This is the same Lashon the Tur says, just like the Mechaber says. V'inei B'Gemara Isa Chayiv Adam L'Mashmesh. The Gemara says, Chayiv Adam L'mashmesh B'bigdo Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. So it says Chayiv. So why does the Mechaber say that it's a mitzvah? Why does the Torah say it's a mitzvah? V'niru de lahachi shinu ha-lashon. For the following reason, they changed the Lashon from the Brais and Shabbos. Mishum dehoya kosher lehu. They were bothered by the following thing. Dibimasnisen lo osru lotze samuch l'chashecha elo im ocheiz davar ha-osru lotze svo b'Shabbos. There's a Mishnah in Shabbos that says, that we've been discussing, Lo yetze achayet b'machto samuch l'chashecha. The tailor should not go out with his needle close to Shkia. So the Mishnah says, it's only a problem, Lo osru latze samuch l'chashecha elim ocheiz davar, unless you're holding something that you can't carry on Shabbos, that's when it's a problem. Avaloshi et starach l'mashmesh, but the Mishnah doesn't say anything about feeling your clothing, pain yeshlo eze davar sh'osru latze b'Shabbos. The problem was that you can't carry it in your hand, not that you have to check your pockets. So that's one discrepancy between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Braisa is adding on this new thing about checking your pockets. The Mishnah just says you can't go outside carrying it on Erev Shabbos. V'gam shama lo logozu rakesh erotzu lotzeis b'achevetz chutz l'beiso. Also, the Mishnah was discussing only that it's usher when you want to go outside with the item outside your house. U'bazeh mashma, but over here in the Braisa it's mashma da'afkish yoshe b'beiso samal chashecha gam kin chayv l'mashmesh. The Braisa is mashma you chayv to fill your pockets even when you want to just sit in your house. And therefore, since they understood this discrepancy between the Mishnah and the Braisa, the Mishnah seems to only say that when you're holding in your hands and you want to go out, that's when it's going to be a problem. But if you're sitting in your house and you're not planning on going anywhere, who said that you have to feel with mechitesi that you're chayiv? Therefore, the Torah and the Mechaber adjusted the Braisa and changed it. Not that you're chayiv l'mashmesh, but it's a mitzvah to be mashmesh. The high chayiv einu elu mitzvah. They're not changing from the Braisa. They're teaching the Braisa. When it says chayiv, it means it's a mitzvah, not that it's actually a chiv. Masha'en kein sham isurhu, which is not the case. When a person wants to go out carrying something right before Shabbos, that in fact would be an iser, and the other case would be just a mitzvah. That is the pshat that the Bir Halacha gives to explain the lashon of the Tur and the Mechaber. But then he brings down a beautiful grah. Avalafi mashu mechalek ha-grah. But according to the chilek of the grah, everything is beautiful. The madin nokar chananya, that which chananya says in the Braisa, that chayiv odom l'mashmesh bebigdo er Shabbos im chashecha. He's medayit the lashon of im chashecha, with darkness. Lav hainu somuch l'chashecha the masnisen. The Mishnah and the Braisa talk about two different time frames. The Mishnah says over there, Lo yetzi achayiv b'machto samuch l'chashecha. You can't go out close, which like we learned is around a half an hour before. But the Braisa says, Chayiv adam l'mashe shebidu arshavs im chashecha. So one samuch l'chashecha, which is earlier, was im chashecha, which is later. Therefore, Zakta Gra, when Chananya says im chashecha, lav hainu samuch l'chashecha demasnisim, it doesn't mean the same time frame of samuch l'chashecha that the Mishnah says. The im chashecha akavano samuch l'chashecha mamish. Im chashecha means mamish as it's about to turn dark. Then osi shapir kol mashek shinu. Then the kasha falls away. The samach l'shkia mamish chiyuv ve'ikel l'mashmish. Because right before shkia, there's taka chiyuv, like the Braisa says, chayel l'mashmish v'kiso. Av kishi yoshe v'beiso. Even if you're sitting in your house and you're not planning on going anywhere, if it's a minute before Shabbos, then you have a chiyuv. In fact, says the Gra, to touch your pockets. Uberamam nami isa chayel l'mashmish im chashecha. The Rambam writes the same loshon k'loshon abraiso. V'achakach matzasi b'sefer nar shalom shigamu nochas l'chalei benahid d'chananya l'hidim asisin u'kon shikos of agra. So the nar shalom says, like the chiluk of the gra, again, when the Mishnah says, lo yetzi achai b'machto samal chashecha, that's talking about a considerable time before shkia, just samal chashecha, that's when it's only usher to go out with it. However, the braisa that says, chayiv adam l'mashmesh b'bigdo arshavs im chashecha, that's when, even if you don't want to go out, but if it's right before shkia, then you in fact have to fill your pockets, even if you don't plan on going out. That is how the Gra answers up the Sira. Again, we add the Mechaber, the way the Bir Halacha explained the Mechaber, answers up the Sira in a different way. And that concludes Siman Reish and Beis. And Amir Hashem, tomorrow we will begin Siman Reish and Gimel and get down to business in the Halachas of Bishul.